heart, emptying out. The Remus HaTevin, that's like a warehouse, that you have your tevin, you have your wheat there. So Rashi learns, Maschilim ba Remus HaTevin, or the straw, you have your straw there, rather. Lahastik, you want to use the straw now to make a fire with. V'yafa pi shloizim nebojim. You didn't start to use this warehouse yet. So you didn't use this to make fire with yet. So now the Mashmah does know from here to Muksam. In other words, you had a warehouse that you stored away this straw. So Poshet was Muksam too now. You didn't have that to use it. And now, punk this yom to the first time you started to use it. Still it's Mutter. Avoloi b'yetzim sheba Muksam. So you're now let us start taking the wood that's in your backyard. Drashi, avoloi b'yetzim sheba Muksam. Rechova, your backyard, shachuri, about in the back of the house. Kruya muksa, that's called a muksa, you set aside things there. Al shem shi muksa li ocher, you set something away in the back of the house. V'yei nechnosim yoitzim batod, you don't go there always, that's like a storage in the back of the house. V'shom noistim eitzim, there you store your wood. V'choldova shein daita lito ladzman merub, anything you don't plan to use for a long time, you store away in the back. V'mara parach seif l'reisha, dash demash nisle muksa, chur tisira. Here you're telling me you have stored away wood in your backyard, since you didn't have that to use it for a long time. Yes, that's the theory of the Gemara's going to ask in the Mishnah. The first, the Mishnah says, Baremes HaTevin, you're allowed to use. That's also like a storage that you stored away the straw. So it should be muksa, you see, you don't hold for muksa. Then it says you can't use the wood that you have stored away in the back of your house. That's also only muksa. So what's the difference? How come the stored away wood you can't use, and the stored away straw that you could use? That's the theory the Gemara will ask. So the Gemara, Tana, we're going to the Braisa, in the case of the ratio where you want to carry a lot of barrels of wine, or pitchers of wine, you need a lot of wine for yom to be going far away, you have a simcha there, you have to take a lot of wine. If you can't make a shin, like normal way of carrying it is, put a whole bunch of them into one big basket and carry the big basket there. So Mishnah says that's not nice to do. You should do is carry one or two and that's it, like go back and forth. But let's say you can't. Let's say you need so much that you can't go back and forth. Then the Rabbanu will make and said, you're allowed to do without a shinui. Muta. Shrashi, vimi yesh l'shanis. Kagoyin shezim anoichem harbi. You have a lot of guests over now. And you need a lot of wine. Vesorok lovi harbe b'yachid. You have to bring a lot of wine at one time. Taka, then it's muta. Right. Askin rova b'mechuzi. Rova made a takon and mechuzi like this. Tadore b'duchka. Somebody that used to carry the wine in the weekday. B'duchka, that's one way of carrying it. Right, he says beduch means the might in the string. Rashlan's dar beducha masli the weight. Shodam yochid noisi akseifai that one person carries on the shoulders. Bechoyel b'teirich, that's the way usually you carry it in the weekday. In bol osa taisa biyomtiv, you want to carry this weight now, this bundle on yomtiv. The tzarech yomtiv, you're going chovis. If you have a barrel of wine or a sack maliperis, a sack full of fruits. Yes, yenu biyomtiv baraglo. You should make a shinu, don't carry it on your back the way you do in the weekday. The Gemara says, again, the dor b'vducha l'dor b'raglo. Somebody that usually a baggage that you carry on your own back, where if it's a hard package, don't do that on yomtiv, but make a shinu, use the raglo. Rashi learns, b'raglo means atesh karen puka, kedarkoi noisei melech, limchor v'meshetorach l'shanes. Lok yom asum, lele harbetorach v'yomtiv. V'yatez v'noyach ulosez boi masa kovid. And atim is like a pitchfork. The sound means like you don't just throw it down your back, but you have the stick like holding back on your shoulders, and the weight is all the way back there. So it's a little bit easier to carry it that way. You don't carry directly the baggage, the bag, down your back, but rather you have like a stick, a long stick. And on the other side of the stick is the bag, is the weight. And the stick is over your shoulders, you're holding the stick down here, it's a little bit easier to carry that way. Kitsi, you have to make a shino to make it easier. And Tzvakeret, the Gemara says, Tedora b'agra, something in the middle of the weekday, usually you always carried it this way, b'agra, ledora b'yakapa. Make a shino, when you want to do it b'yakapa. So Rashi says, Tedora b'ragla, Master Chagas Gedelish Regilum Losa Saisa Baraglo, Adar Biagra, Yisu Beyonte Bishne Bin Yotam. Make your shino now and use two people to carry it. They might wear a long stick. Al Kesvayim Naino Nami Shinul Hokim. Like let it hang in the middle of the stick, and you'll have two people on the two ends holding on the shoulders. So again, it's a little bit easier this way. You have two people helping you, it's easier. Right, the Dora Biachpa, something in the middle of the weekday, that's the way you carry this big bundle with two people with a stick in the middle, with the bundle in the middle. is Nifra Suda Lavayu. On Yom Tov, make a Shinui, throw a Suda, throw a handkerchief on top of it. Make some type of a Shinui. Shashikalu, Vienna Machvi, the Shinui, you'll be out Malasnia. Stop, make a little Shinui to make it private. People shouldn't see what you're carrying. The Yimlo Yesh, let's say you can't even throw a towel over it. Shari, then you're allowed to do. The Yom Amar, like learned before in the first Braisa, in the Yev Shalashan is Mutiv, you can't make any difference. You have to carry a lot, you need it. You can't make the Shinuyim, then you're allowed to do it even without making the Shinuyim. Rabbanu will make them. Omale Rabchonin by Rovel Ravashi. Omar Rabbonin, the Rabbonin said, Kama the Yev Shalashnuyim Ashninim, like we just learned. If you could make a difference, then you do in the weekday, now on Yom Tov, make a difference. His kama, as much as you could make a difference on the weekday, should make a difference beyom tov on Yom Tov. So he asked the kasha of Rohani, Nashi, these ladies, to come alai in Chatzvayimaya beyom tov. They go to fill up the pitcher full of water on Yom Tov. They go down to the well to fill up the pitcher of water. And they don't make any difference. The same way they carry the pitcher back on the weekday, that's the way they carry the pitcher back on Yom Tov. How come nobody tells them anything? Why don't the Rabbanan tell the ladies they're doing wrong, like change, make some type of a shinui? So we can't make any difference. How else do you want them to carry the pitchers of water? What do you want to do? Somebody, a lady that fills up a big pitcher, she needs a lot of water. You want a tamale b'chatz v'zuta to fill up with small pitches. For the Gemara called Mashe b'lucha, that's not a good etzom. She'll have to go back and forth a lot of times. You're making her walk a lot. So what's all good about that? Elamai d'malya b'chatz v'zuta, a lady that only fills up a small pitcher, she uses small pitches, you want to tell on Yom Tov tamale b'chatz v'rabba. Instead of going back and forth two or three times with small pitches, why don't you fill up once with one big pitcher? So no, we can't say that either. Why? Komashe b'masli. Because telling her to carry one big pitcher is also not so good. You're making it harder on her. We don't tell her to make a difference to make it harder on her. So therefore, we can't make any difference here. Elamai techsaya benichmato.
So Rashi says, "Techsaya benichmato means kisu shalitz, ha'osel kaden. Put like a wooden cover on top of the pitcher. Let her cover it with a wooden cover. So this the Gemara says, no, it's no good, because zimnin dinofel, sometimes the wooden cover will fall off the pitcher. Some learns it'll fall off and it'll break, and then she'll have to carry the pieces, and there'll be a lot of material for her to carry the pieces. So therefore, it's not a good idea to put a wooden cover on top of the pitcher. On this, the Gemara Kasha Tikrute, good, you're afraid it'll fall off, so tie it down. Tie down the wooden cover on top of the pitcher, shouldn't fall off. And the Gemara Zimnin Damastik, sometimes even the knot will come untied. V'yosel Miktere. And she'll come then to tie it on Yom Tov. And Rashi says that's an Av Malacha. Rashi says, it's an Av Malacha, therefore it's not a good Eitza. Therefore you can't put this wooden cover on top of the pitcher.
On top of the barrel, that we're afraid of. For the Gemara, Tifshu Sudi Olayu, so good, just spread on top of it the Sudi, that's all. And the Gemara Zimnin the Metash Mayino, sometimes will fall into the water. We also they schitin, they come to squeeze out the towel, that's also to do. Hilkach, therefore, Lash, we can't make any Shinuyim. Therefore, we let her do the way she does the whole weekday. Omale Rova Bar Rav Chonin Labaya. So Rava Bar Chonin Tatu Abaya. Tanan, we learned the Mishnah later, Ein Metavchin, you can't clap, Ein Masavchin, you can't clap your hands on your thighs, Ein Meraktin, you're not allowed to dance on Yom Tov. Today, now in his times, where the people used to clap their hands and dance on Yom Tov. How come the Rabbanan don't tell them not to? I answer you back like this. According to your svara, anytime you do bad, you have to tell them. Rav has said that when you have a movi that you're allowed to carry, because you have a lechi on Shabbos, a lechi that's on the fourth wall, you just put a stick going straight up. So that's not to carry in the mavui. So you're not allowed to sit right in front of the lechi, sit there. Why? Duma megandor le chefetz. Maybe something will fall out of a hand. Like a fall outside into a shasarabim, and you come to carry it back. So if we're not allowed to sit near the end, the entrance of the mavui with something, because we're afraid it'll fall out there, and then you go to get it. For the more bohani noshi, we see the ladies. They carry their pitchers of water.
the Oslin, and they go the Yasra Pume de Movui, and they sit down by the entrance of the Movui. Nobody tells them anything. So what's the terrorist? Elu, what do you have to answer? Hanach lem Yisrael, leave these Yisraelim alone. Mutev shiyu shaygim. It's better that there'll be a shaygim that do something wrong, not knowing about it. The ayu you may zidim, and not that they should be amazed. In other words, he knew that certain things, even if you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. So if you know for sure they're not going to listen to you, then don't tell them. Let them be a shaygim rather than being amazed. His ochinam is the same thing here also by this barrel here. Hanach lem Yisrael mutiv shiyu shaygin, not by the barrel. Same thing by dancing and clapping the hands is mutiv shiyu shaygin by you yomazidim. Let them be a shaygin, do it unwillingly, and don't tell them, then they'll still do it to be amazed. Tahani mili b'rabbonin. This is only a svarin and issa the rabbonin. Abba b'diraisa loy. For if somebody is doing an issa diraisa, then for sure we have to stop them and tell them. So the mar b'loy, it's not true. Loishno b'diraisa, loishno b'dirabbonin. Even certain things that midiraisa, they say as long as it doesn't say the farish in the Torah, even though it's midiraisa, still you don't have to stop them. The rabbon loyam min lu. Still we don't tell them. For loyamidi we don't tell them anything. To a toisves yom kippurim, diraisu. It's a mitzvah midiraisa to start fasting a little bit before Yom Kippur starts. That's toisves yom kippurim. Don't do malacha from before shki already. The achli v'shos yatzach hashecha. And still, some people eat and drink mamash until shkia. They're not mekayim the mitzvahs toisus yom kippur. And still, the rabbanon don't tell them anything, even though it's a mitzvah deraisa over here. But the klal is, since it doesn't say the perish in the Torah, it's only from limudim. And such a thing, we tell them shmuta shiyu shegin v'ayiyu meizidim. The Rashi says, "Hanach lem is only v'davar shegilu boiv layachzabem, something that they're used to doing a lot. They're not going to change their minds. Therefore, you don't have to tell them to stop. Is muti shiach shegim yu mezidim lava keshiyodu v'nichu v'kaklos. These things, like you know for sure, even after you tell them, they're not going to listen to you. So you're better off leave them alone, and they should do it b'shegig and not to do it b'mezid." Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. You were holding Daf Lamed Omer Aleph by the bottom near the two dots. Again, Umaschilim B'Yaremes HaTevin. That our Mishnah says, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to start taking from a warehouse that you stored the Tevin, you stored the straw. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Kano, Zoysa Meros, from our Mishnah we see that Maschilim B'Yotzer Tchila. You're allowed to start using an Oitzer, a warehouse, at the beginning on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Shimon, he the Lestle Muksa. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Shita, Rabbi Shimon does not hold for Muksa. In other words, an Oitzer here, this is a place that you set aside the Tfuah, that you didn't need it for a long time. You want to, like, store it. But since you put it away in the storage, you're like Messiah Das, you do not have a mind to use it. So that's a Svara, it should become Muksa, you don't have Das to use it for this Yom Tov. And now on Yom Tov, you change your mind and you want to use it. So the Chura Mishnah that says you're allowed to start using the Oitzer of Tevin goes according to Rabbi Shimon, Shita, that Rabbi Shimon is always mekel and muksa does not hold from the yisra muksa. So that's the way it's mashper from the beginning of the Mishnah. Amos Seifus, the more asked now, what does the Seifus of the Mishnah say? Avoloi bi'etzim sheva muksa. Sheva muksa. But you're not allowed to take the wood, you're not allowed to start taking wood out of the muksa. That's like in the backyard, you have stored away your wood that you don't plan to use in the future. You want to store it for a long time's use. So the churat asvarat muksa. You're storing it away now, not for today's use, but for a long time from now. So therefore, it's called muksi. Now let's start using it on Yom Tov. Is the Chura Osam Rabbi Yehuda, the Sefer of the Mishnah comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisleh Muksa, that does hold from the Svara of Muksa. Therefore, you can't start using the wood, Sheva Muksa, because it's Muksa. So Chura is a steer with the ratio to the Sefer. So the Moran says, Hocha bi'arze v'yashrucha yaskinen. The Sefer of the Mishnah that says, Avolei bi'etzim Sheva Muksa, means a special type of wood. The muksa machmech sarnkis, that this is very, very expensive wood. So you have it set aside for a special decoration, special building, and not to be used today on Yom Tov. Therefore, we have filu Rabbi Shimon Moida, and therefore even Rabbi Shimon, in other words, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that therefore, by Remes HaTevin, you're allowed to start to use on Yom Tov. Vashenkin, the Eitzim are talking about special, very expensive Eitzim that's Muksum Achmas Chsar and Kis, that even Rav Shimon is Moed, you're not allowed to use on Yom Tov. But Rashi says, Ashuchi Erez Nekeva, a type of cedar tree, a female cedar tree. The Rashi says, Domeo Yukorm is very, very expensive. People don't just use it. So therefore, they set it aside. This is a bigger Muksa, even Rav Shimon is Moed to. It's called Muksum Achmas Chsar and Kis. Some learned this whole din on the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer says, I will loy be eitzim shiva muksa. Not on the wood, loy be eitzim shiva muksa. You're not allowed to start using the wood that you have stored away. Omer of Kana, so Rav Kana said on the Sefer of our Mishnah, Zaysa Meres, from here we say that ein maschilim b'yotze tchila. You're not allowed to start using something that you have in the warehouse stored away. In other words, that we hold for muksa. So Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Yehudi, the Yisrael Muksa, goes the quantum Yuda that holds from the side of Muksa. If so, Eimer Reisha, what does the Reisha of our Mishnah say? That Maschilim Bareima Satevin, you're allowed to start using at the beginning on Yom Tif from a warehouse of straw. So the Chura Osam the Rabbi Shimon, the Chura the Reisha, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. The Lesley Muksa does not from the Yisrael Muksa. So therefore, even though it's stored away, and like you didn't have das to use it today, but now when you change your mind, since Lamais it's usable, you want to use it today, we don't hold from the Yisrael Muksa in this case. So for it to steer in the Mishnah, do we hold like Reb Shimon, do we hold like Reb Yehuda? So this the Gemara says, really we go according to Reb Yehudi Shita, that we hold from Muksa. Aye, why in the Reisha, Bareima Satevin, why is the Muta? So Gemara says, Hosom Betivno Sori. We're talking about the straw that was like Sori, that was rotten. So it got spoiled. But since it got spoiled, Rashi says, you're not going to use it anymore for the Meichel Behema. Therefore, it's not Oymed Lachidr anymore. So therefore, you don't store it anymore. So therefore, you have that to use it right away. Freddy Gemara, no. Tivna, sorry, Hochos Latina. Even though it's spoiled, this straw, but you could use it to make cement with. So also, the fact you stored it away, it still has some usage to it. So you don't have that to use it right now. It should be Muksa. So Marian says, the is spekoitzim. Like two things happened to this drawer. First, it became spoiled, and secondly, it has a lot of thorns in it. So since it has thorns in it, you don't use it to make straw either. So therefore, this straw has no usage right now. Like you're only going to use it to burn it. So therefore, that's a svari. You're not storing it for any purpose that it's aimed to be used right now. So therefore, it's not called muks evil according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the ratio of tevin is talking about special tevin that you don't plan to store and use for a special usage, but rather you just use it for burning wood. And that usage you use right away, therefore it's not muksa. Marshanken eats them that you have stored away to use for special usage, there we say it is muksa. Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter,